You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
Welcome to SRAcon Podcast in association with Abrupt Audio. I'm Chuck Adolfi from Nerve Radio, and alongside Liam Faman of Demon FM, Jake Willis of Surge Radio, and Meg Hayward of Shock Radio, we're bringing you interviews with our keynote sessions from the Friday of SRAcon 2018 at the University of East Anglia. We're going to be hearing from the keynote speakers of our final day at the conference, and we start with Rachel Devine from Magic Chilled, who talks about how to send demos into stations.
So it's the last day of SRAcon 2018, and I'm joined with one of our keynote speakers, Rachel from Magic Chilled.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. First of all, could you just explain to us what Magic Chilled is and what you do?
So Magic Chilled is a spin-off station launched by the Magic Network. It's a younger version of Magic, a slightly cooler version of Magic, and it's a station that doesn't play anything older than 90s. Its kind of focus is 90s and noughties, but also plays some current day music, and it's a station that we've launched to kind of aim at mid-20s to sort of late 30s, early 40s.
So what are the benefits of doing a spin-off station?
It helps in, you know, kind of the base point that it helps is Rajar, our listening figures, in the terms of it helps bridge the gap between what Magic does and what else we could be doing. So if you imagine a kind of circle where Magic is and a sort of Venn diagram, Magic Chilled is at this end and overlaps slightly with the younger end. So the overlap between Magic and Magic Chilled will be the likes of the Adeles, the Ed Sheerans, maybe somebody like Gabrielle, that kind of stuff that can sit on Magic, that can also sit on Magic Chilled. But then Magic Chilled can fill in the gaps that Magic can't yet, that maybe it can one day. And we've got Mellow Magic, which does the same for the older end. And essentially what that means for us is if somebody's listening to Magic, but it's not quite young enough for them, and they want that same kind of feel, but they just want it a bit younger, a bit cooler, we've now got that go-to station for them. In the same way that maybe they don't have to be older in age to do this. It's all about preference, but it tends to be older in age that, you know, if they want that kind of older end, that they can listen to Mellow Magic. And what it tends to mean for us is that instead of switching Magic off and going to the competition, they ideally switch Magic off but go to another Magic, so they stay within the family, and that then means as a network our radar figures are higher and bigger, and it allows us to have a wider family of an audience.
So for those that might not know, Magic Chilled is actually quite female led, isn't it? Was that intentional?
No, it wasn't intentional. It wasn't something that we sat down and said, let's create a female led station. It was something that kind of happened really organically, but it's worked really nicely and it sounds really nice. And the presenters on there are great, and they're the best presenters for those shows. That's why they're on there. They're not on there because of their gender. They're on there because they're the best, and actually they're people who are good enough that they should have been on other stations, probably, you know, doing things. And actually we've been really lucky that we've got a lineup of really strong, creative, passionate women on the lineup who've all got different interests from each other, have got different accents, different backgrounds, but they have a common goal in that they love the music we play, they're passionate about the music we play, and they're passionate about our audience. So it's happened completely organically, and it's something that I think we're really proud of, because it's rare that you have a radio station that has all women on it. And in fact, I'm struggling to think of another example. There might be one out there, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm struggling to think of anywhere else that has that.
Yeah. So for students that want to get into presenting, mm-hmm. do you have any advice or tips for their demos that they might want to send in?
Yeah, if you are sending me a demo, send it based on one of the stations that I work on, you know. Don't send me a demo that's going to sound like you should be on KISS. I mean, I'm happy to hear those demos, but tell me that when you send it to me. Just say, look, this is a generic demo. This is what I want to do. This is where I want to be. And then I can think of that station in mind when I listen to it and give you feedback. But if you're sending somebody a demo for their station, it's got to be right for that brand. I don't want to hear a demo that you'd sound amazing on Heart when you're trying to pitch for Magic Chill, because the two stations are really different, and I need to hear that you might be able to hit to do what they do, but you might not be able to do what we do. In the same way, vice versa, you know, how you present on BBC Radio 1 is completely different to how you present on KISS Breakfast or KISS Drive Time or all these different places, or Magic or Smooth or Heart or wherever. So yeah, just make sure that your demo is tailored to that person that you're sending it to, and don't be disheartened if we don't get back to you straight away. I always say to people, if you send me a demo, give me maybe sort of 10 days, and if you don't hear back from me, give me a nudge. That's absolutely fine. I'm not going to get annoyed with you nudging me. We're all busy, and emails are something that some days I'm just like, oh my God, my emails are never ending. And I often, when I get a demo, will leave it in my inbox, and that means it's to deal with. And I think I'm going to get around to that, but I want to listen to it properly. So I want to give you the time that you deserve if I'm listening to your demo. So yeah, don't be disheartened. If I don't get back to you, just push me, because I will eventually, and I will do it. But everybody's busy, so don't give up. Don't just send a demo out and don't hear back and then give up and never contact somebody again, because chances are we probably will get back to you. You just need to just give us a little nudge.
And last, by no means least, we join Radio 3's Georgia Mann Smith to discuss live music on radio and how she does it at Radio 3.
It's the last day of SRAcon 2018, and I'm joined by Georgia, who's just done a talk on Radio 3. How are you today?
I am very good. I've had a great time here, and I hope I have said some vaguely sensible things. Let's really hope for the best on that, shall we?
Well, it was a brilliant talk. If you could just quickly recap to the listeners what your role is and what you do.
Sure. So I produce and I present. So sometimes I'm presenting the breakfast show these days, but I also do a lot of our live concerts and our proms. And I produce a lot of stuff too. So I make the listening service, and I make other things. I have made Late Junction in the past, and I've made our Drive Time programme. In fact, I've made virtually every single programme on the network, and it's great fun.
So one of the shows that Radio 3 is known for is the live orchestra shows and stuff like that. Do you have any advice for students that want to do a live musical show themselves?
Yes, live as in literally live event music. Yeah, yeah. So basically I would say be supersonically organised, recce the place into the ground, make sure you have a very enthusiastic techie who really knows their stuff, because they will become the most important person at that event. Have contingency plans, maybe have something on tape that you can cut to, so you always have to have plan B. And the other thing I would say is make sure that you capture the atmosphere and the sense of that event. There is no point doing your interviews in a really quiet room. It doesn't matter if it's noisy. It needs to sound as if you are there. So get the atmos and capture the event.
And finally, do you have any words of wisdom for any students that want to get into specialist music programming such as Radio 3?
Yeah, if you love a show, contact that show. Listen to who the producers are. Drop them a tweet or a line, come in, watch the show, and get to know the people involved, and then have a go at doing it yourself. It's so DIY now, radio, you really can. So make sure you're doing it, and don't be afraid to get involved with the show that you love, because we will always be happy to have people in the studio with us.
And that's all from our Day Highlight podcast here at SRAcon. You can listen to audio from the other days via our keynote highlights or our individual clips of each talk. Thank you very much for listening.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.